Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to study the biblical book of the prophet Isaiah, lesson 9, to serve and to save. And our text for this week we find in chapter 42, verse 1. In the prophet Isaiah, and I read the following: Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. Sunday. Servant nation. In Isaiah chapter 41, we read in verse 8, But you, Israel, are my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Abraham, my friend. When God calls you his friend, that's good for the soul, isn't it? Abraham, my friend. So, imagine your name, and then God says, my friend. And here we find that Israel, whose first name was Jacob, afterwards he was called Israel, the one who is with God in a fight, cause of fight. And this Israel, he became the father of 12 men, sons, and they were the ones, out of them came 12 tribes of Israel. And God had a plan with this nation that their knowledge about God, their experiences with God, should go on to the Gentiles around. A plan with a nation. And then came the Messiah out of this nation, of this chosen nation, Jacob, Israel, my servant. And then, when he was there, as we can see on this painting by Maximilian Janče, the Austrian artist, look at Jesus' hand, how he touches this woman who was sick, had problems with blood, losing blood all the time. And here, his face, looking at her, touching her, because she trusted him, believed in him. The servant Jacob, the servant Messiah. And the plan is the same. The knowledge about God shall go out to the ends of the earth. And what is the secret of this knowledge? He is a loving, caring Father. He wants you to be risen. He wants you to become noble. Someone who has got peace in his heart, because the sins are forgiven. He wants us to be newborn people because of the Spirit and of the water, baptism, the Holy Spirit. And the more we are in connection with his Word, the more his Spirit can work in us, that we are changed into him. He is the one who wants you to reach the goal in eternity. Jesus Christ, the Messiah.